Blog Talk Radio.
Angel, you saved me.
Coming on mood, and tonight Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my esteemed co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. How you doing, Stan?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. It's Saturday, it's Epiphany, it's Poetic Therapy. Couldn't be better.
Yes. I almost didn't get back to the phone in time. My daughter sent me, she got me a bathing suit and a swimsuit cover, and I had to try it on, check it out, and I must admit, I'm very, very happy. I am very happy. Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Poetic Therapy. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Ball Links. Why the average can be raw. I got my raw link, but I ain't asking my co-host because I already know we're going to have to send out, you know, form a crew for him and hold him down and put him on him. Because he ain't got his yet. But that don't mean we don't love him. We still love him. You know, he's still part of the Epiphany family. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please, press that one and participate. We love you too. It's work getting out of the bed. I'm trying to put my regular tank top back. Oh, goodness. There's a whole lot more of me since the last time I had on the baby suit. But it's really nice. I got to send my baby girl thanks. Anywho, Stan, how you doing tonight, man?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I am. This is a great Saturday.
It is. It is. It's always great after Friday 13th. Yeah. Some of us don't really care for that day and that number. I don't have a fear of it, but my late husband used to. Oh, he had a, I think they call it trichodicophobia or something like that. But,
in our household, there was no fearing Friday the 13th, especially if it fell in August. My dad was born August 13th, 1920.
Wow. Okay.
On a Friday.
Wow. Okay. I can dig that. I can dig that. You know what? I didn't pay attention to you Friday the 13th. Unless I was watching the movie, and then after I met my husband, he was very, very superstitious, very fearful of it. He said something bad always happens on Friday 13th, and I used to look at him like he was throwed off. You know, I'm like, what are you talking about? Okay, it's just another day. And
true.
I never developed a superstition for it, but
no.
I do remember.
People could say that about any day because there's not a day that goes by that something bad doesn't happen. There's not a day that goes by that something amazing doesn't happen.
Every day. There you go. Every single day. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen. There are no coincidences. It's either or it's not. Plain and simple. Okay. A lot of curse and superstition and crap. I walk under ladders. Step on cracks on the pavement. I don't care.
I really don't care.
Whew, Jesus, I'm hot. I can't seem to get comfortable. But, all right. I'm getting myself together here. Now, Stan, I know that you brought something in here for us to listen to. Well, whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
All right. Well, this came off a quote from a fellow by the name of Walt Whitman. Every moment of light and dark is a miracle. And to that, I wrote a piece called Scales. Glow of midnight satellite, reflected power of sun's light, illuminating both nightmares and dreams. Both exist as complements to our ascents and descents between the perceived norms and extremes. What merit joy without knowing pain? What value sun if not felt rain? What power wisdom over the shadows of ignorance? We traverse between light and dark, from both the subtle and the stark, glory and strength, gifts found within their balance. In peace.
Wow. That's really, really nice. And that's from Walt Whitman? Wow.
That was a quote from Walt Whitman, yes.
Wow. Most I know about Walt Whitman is The Bridge Is Not Far From Me. So I never really looked into him or paid attention to him. It just wasn't somebody that really caught my attention, you know. But that was really beautiful. Very profound, the word. I like that a lot. Man.
Thank you very much, Diva.
Yeah. I can listen to you all day, Stan. I swear I could. You know, and I feel like I was right there. I told you, Edgar Allan Poe, man, you got that voice and that delivery. It just does it for me. That's what's up, definitely. Now, I brought a little teeny piece. I think I read this one time before, but I'm going to read it again. This is actually a birthday gift for my son because I really didn't have anything to give him at the time, so I hurried up and gathered some words together and wrote this for him. Him being a poet himself, he really, really liked this. So,
oh, wow. Goes. Nice.
I call this Regal Blood. The same regal blood of the king you come from is coursing through your veins. Stature surely worthy of the vanity inlaid. A man among men like the king before you, walking with pride, head always held high, every step sure-footed with confidence, it's purely evident. With a beautiful mind indeed, your shine like the sun, my son, like the king you come from, you're truly a king indeed. And that's their peace. Oh,
that is a beautiful tribute. That really is.
Thank you.
He must have really loved getting that from you. He must have, because he's a poet.
Yeah,
oh,
he did.
What better gift could you have given him?
Yeah, he did. He loved it. He gave me a lot of praise for it. I think I even seen a little tear off the corner of his eye when I read it to him. It's nothing like giving somebody a gift and them really, really appreciating it. It doesn't matter how big or small it is. It's the thought that goes into it that determines the quality of it, not the price that you paid for it or how you made it or what you did with it. You know, it's the acceptance of it. You know, now. Yeah, are we ready to open up these phone lines?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, well, I got my first caller is my diva. Ladies and gentlemen, she is one half host of the Love Zone and the host of Express Your Vibe. Welcome, Ms. VIP. How you doing, diva?
Oh, I am fine, diva. Hey, Stan, how are you?
Oh, lady, I am doing so well this evening. I truly am.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, that's good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. What's good with you, love? What you got going on?
I'm just trying to hang in there. And I've been in set mood lately. I guess from all that's happening in my life, I'm just in a sappy mood. So I guess I'm there. I guess I'll be the fat queen or something, or the love bug.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We'll put you right next to the seat, right in the seat next to the king of fat. for real, the poet Douglas.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
A.K.A. your balladeer, A.K.A.
I know, right?
Right. You did give
right.
me the name, balladeer.
Yeah.
Now, before we get into your piece, Diva, can you tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Absolutely. On Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm Miss VIP along with my sultry diva, La Perla Negra, will be in the Love Zone. And the topic, not decided as of yet, but we're going to let you know. All right. Then Friday is Express Your Vibe. So that's just open mic. You come as you are, not in character or anything. You just come in to express yourself the way you feel. So as I always say, don't suppress it, express it. And that's also at 9 p.m. Yes, Eastern Standard Time. So there you go.
I like that little what do you call it? A slogan, logo?
A phrase, a slogan.
Yeah, I like that. I like that slogan that goes with that. Don't suppress it, express it. That's what's up.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's definitely a whole stage for the venue.
It does. Mm-hmm. It actually does. All right. Well, you know, Marty was a genius. You know, what can I say? Now, Diva, is there something on your mind you want to talk about, or you just want to get into the piece?
I'm just a little tired, but I bought a piece, and it's called "Will You."
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Will you? In anticipation of seeing you again, looking in your dark brown eyes, I wonder if I gave myself to you. Will you take me as I am? Will you take the time to learn that I was damaged from men who couldn't handle my sensuality, who couldn't handle their finances? Will you be the man to communicate how much I mean to you? Will you share your burdens when people get on your nerves or when it was so rough at work you couldn't wait to get back to me? Will you let me hold you close and feel the tension leave you? Will you understand I'm your peace, how much I love you and care? Will you understand you have to learn of me not to make the same mistakes others had? Will you make me smile, hold me in my darkest hour, kiss every tear that runs down my face, and know in my heart you'll always hold a special place? This may sound like vows, but this is what I need from you. I know I will do all that I ask of you. For you, can you love me? Will you? And that's the end of that piece.
Wow.
Oh, I like that line. I do.
Oh, well, thank you.
To me, the whole that ending line was right where it needed to be. Will you love me? Not what you can make me, not what you think I'm going to be. Can you love me?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Beautiful piece.
Oh, Diva, that was so sweet. Oh, my God. And that, you know what? We all have those questions, men and women, when we get into a potential relationship with someone, you know, we really want to be with. We have those questions in our mind, you know. I mean, they're always there, but they don't surface until we find ourselves attracted to someone and may see potential in that becoming, you know, something, blossoming into something. That was beautiful. Oh, I like that.
Thank you, Diva. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, girl,
well,
you know what? Go ahead.
I'm being summoned, you know, so I got to go.
I was just getting ready to say that. He's sending me a text message. because I won't answer my other line. He is like, can you please hurry up and stop running your mouth with her? Okay, you have her. She did her piece. Can you please send her over here? Here she comes, Roberto. I mean, dang. I, Diva, I'm going over there to the therapist's office. I have to fire this man because he's about to get disrespectful for real. All right, Diva. Thank you, darling.
I love you. You're welcome. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, dear lady.
Wow. All right, you know what? What I'm going to do, Stan, is I'm going to throw a song up in here real quick.
All right.
Wow. From my diva.
Sounds good.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I was running my mouth. Welcome back to Poetic Therapy. Let's open up this next microphone. We got us at C-34 Music. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight, C-Double?
Well, you know, when you played that first song, I don't know why a smile just came up on my face when you did that.
In the beginning of the show?
Yep. And I just want to thank Poetic once again for the collaboration on Angel Love.
Okay, that's what's up. Well,
yeah.
You know what? If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have known about that version. And trust me, I Shazammed that bad boy and found it. I said, oh, yeah, this is going right in my... Because the only version I know of is the original one.
The original one, yeah.
Who was that? Is that Heatwave, I believe
yep.
it is? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And I'm good with that one, too, now. Don't get it twisted. Don't nobody do it like Heatwave. But this lady did it some justice. For real.
Yes, she did.
I really, really like that. And I was hooked the first time I heard it, and that was from the track that you had played. With it. And I was like, okay. All right. I don't know if you remember, but I did ask you, was that a full song, or were you playing around with it? And I don't remember what you said.
Oh, yeah.
I said I was going to find that song.
Yeah, I sampled and flipped that thing, so it was like, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, I gotta thank you, because if it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't have never heard it. So, those are real nice.
You're very welcome. Yeah, now you doing all right?
I'm good. I'm getting better. It seems like my sinuses are clearing up even more. The congestion is going away. I'm still a little stuffy, but I'm getting better.
I understand, because, you know, I'm making the transition. After a while, it would be the dentures or, you know, I'm going to be snack with puss all day. Extra stage right, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Stan the man, I haven't heard from you in a minute.
I've got to tell you, that was the line for the evening right there.
Well, it's better than sounding like Slick Rick, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's not Slick Rick. Lordy, Lordy,
yeah,
Lordy.
Remember the last time I did that? You won't go with the wrinkle stuff. Nope, sorry, we're not doing it.
It's all right. It's all right. It's good to hear from you, though. I had a question for you, and now I can't even remember it. It'll come back to me another time. But I want to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I went into the vault on this one, and I think I followed your lead on saying it's untitled.
Okay. That's all right.
Yeah, so
well,
that's what I got.
All right,
so
well, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. So this is untitled. I got in parentheses, strictly fictional adaptation. Enjoy. Friend, I think we have a language barrier. You figure you can call me out with crude profanity while I come clean like 90s rapper J. Rue the Damager. So let's replay the events of the past. Let's see if I can catch you up. You call me a mother effer. Yes, that's true. And here was the setup. We were married, and we had some sex at the Holiday Inn Express next to the 7-Eleven. At this time is when I got her pregnant. So you can't say we did this out of wedlock, bastard. She gave birth on the 19th of December. That's when I made plans to get my family out the ghetto. Don't get mad at me and stop being hysterical. You're still upset at me because she liked me better. I see it on your face. Why are you still being jealous? Oh, so now I'm a homo. Can't stand it because she found me sexy and intelligent. Snap out of it, this anger and this depression. After all, I'm still the only friend you can depend on. If it makes you happy, I'll be glad to be a mother effer. You should thank me for making the effort of making your mother a queen instead of the heifer she was. I'm a mother effing police, and I told her to spread them. How many licks does it take to get to the center? About 57, until she said yes in loop repetition to make peach nectar and my reputation stellar. Had her howling at the moon like Old Yeller in the streets of Philadelphia. Should I keep going, or can I just shut up? Yeah, I'm a bad mother effer with a stick shift for a shaft. I call it Richard Roundtree. You want an autograph? Should I yell like Morgan Freeman and lean on me asking if you smoke crack? Then don't be derogatory against me. You'll break your sacroiliac, Jack. And so I offer you this simple phrase for you to recall when you're 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, kiss my ass and F you in peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Stan. Oh, my God.
Oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? I love that. You just, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. I love that. That is the comeback of comebacks.
Wow.
I was hoping you would get that, Dan. I was hoping.
Yes, I love it. You know what? All I can say on this one tonight is you definitely have a way with words.
Let's just put it this way. Shaft is not the only bad MF in the country here.
Okay.
Shut your mouth.
That was decent. I'm going old school. That was decent. That was really decent. I like that joint.
Thank you. I was just being nice.
Well, let me go back to my Southern California days. Oh, dude, that was bitchin'.
Right. Totally. Wow. That's what's up.
There you go.
That's what's up. Man. Oh, man. See, though, well, that was awesome. Oh, wow. Thank you for that. Thank you for coming through. Yeah. I'm sorry. There's nobody. I don't think anyone is getting in Roberto's office because he's just got a thing for my diva. I don't know what happened. He's supposed to be the therapist, but apparently it got turned around, and I wouldn't be surprised if she was sitting at the desk and he was on the chase lounge. Okay.
So
I don't know what happened.
Patient-doctor conflict. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Ain't no conflict in there, though. I don't think there's any kind of conflict when you request that person. I don't think there's any conflict. But he got a thing for us. So you're going to have to go next door to my lady and talk to her. And she's waiting. She was wondering when somebody was going to come by anyway. And you are her first patient. So go on in there, grab yourself a glass of wine, and lay back and lay your troubles down on her. She's got you.
Okay, I will. I will. Thank you very much. One love, one mic to the both of you. One love, one mic to you too, sir.
Wow, that piece. Yo. That piece. You know what, C-Double? I think you should name that piece Richard Roundtree.
You know what you should name that piece, really? Honestly, the perfect
what?
Name for that piece? Don't fuck What's with that? A poet.
I know that. There you go. I like that stand. I'm going to do this for a minute for him. I was just talking, and I didn't realize I was on mute. And I was trying to do a station identification thing, but it doesn't want to play.
Baby,
All right, let me try this again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my esteemed co-host, Dan the Man, Phillip. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Now, I want to take time to give a shout-out, a thanks to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. He is the CEO of Epiphany Radio, and without him, there would be no us. So I thank you, love. Now, Stan, let's open up this next microphone. Oh, we got a hello here from, yeah. Hey, Blaze, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you been, love?
Doing great. How's everybody there?
Good, we're good, we're good. We're
good.
Good to hear from you. How have you been?
Tiffany Radio family doing?
Well, we're doing. We're making it do what it do, baby. Yeah. What's good with you, love?
Man, I'm chilling, man, here about to fuck up a couple mindsets, I guess. I'm about to fuck up a couple mindsets.
Right now or here? That's what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, hey. Well, I'll tell you what. The mic is yours.
About to have your fucking toes bent. And like the song said, it's your motherfucking moment. Come here, love. Let my sensual words melt into your ears. Saturate your inner being and evaporate deep in the confines of your soul. My intent is to make your mind like mush while undressing you in an elusive fashion to the very point that my mind tells your mind what to do in a kind of induced, intoxicated state of mentally hypnotic ventriloquism, almost to the point to where I can tell a vision to derail your mission, make you do exactly what I say, impale your wishing in my not becoming this failed magician to alter your mindset, making your body transform into curvaceous snake-like movements as I pin your body up against a table, bent, legs spread in ways where my face is being manually forced between your apple bottom, eating the inside of your plump coconut where juices dwell and are sheltered and tenaciously tasting the explosion of galore showers that uncontrollably splash and decorate the inside of your inner thighs to the point that I almost can't believe my eyes, but then I must stand to begin the thrusts that makes you readjust backwards and forwards. Off and on, and you keep stating that I feel so good inside of you and you just can't get enough, that you soon will bust And I knew this was bound to happen when I began pondering on my fingertips the first touch of your exquisite essence and your vivid presence, my continued lessons of lust. When you first saw me, I was in my embryonic stages of a mysterious sighting, but to my liking, I started becoming a beast when every sway of your sauntered yet fluctuating like sexual steps made me want to know what it was like to hear you call out my name sexually, and my knowing that you only called my name because it was the greatest unplanned plan that you've ever had me. Oh, stroking you from the back, oh, underneath, on top, from the front, side to side, deep, deep strokes, tip dips, while at the same time gently massaging your shoulders and back, then leaving you from that position to suck on your toes. One at time while using ice chips to melt inside your figure eight, along with playing with your clit tip in your clitoris, but all of this right before giving you a hot candle wax and fully oiled down body massage, caressing your big tits and your thick nips and allowing you to do whatever you wanted to do to this thick brick, making your interior blow bubbles like it had just chewed a whole box of chiclets. My sole purpose was to come here and come in here too with intense sultriness to sexually manhandle you and help you to feel the experience when you release or unleash this beast out to damage you that will keep you on your back like you've never used your feet, my sweet. You will be in a total disbelief, yet very much and way beyond pleased with this caged animal. My sole purpose was to come here and come in here too with intense sultriness to sexually manhandle you and help you to feel the experience when you release or unleash this beast out to damage you that will keep you on your back like you've never used your feet, my sweet. You will be in total disbelief, yet very much and way beyond pleased with this caged animal. Caged animal. Caged animal. Please.
I forgot I was in poetic therapy. Damn, I thought I was in the erotic zone. Whoa, Blaze, yo. I want you to hold on 1 second. I got a song for you, all right?
Okay.
'cause you are the best. Ooh, yes, you are. Creek, get on top.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, there we go. Knew there had to be a voice out there somewhere.
Yeah. I wasn't sure what happened.
I'm not really sure either. She played a song and then she disappeared. But
I'm steady talking. I'm so sorry. I was muted again. I was talking to both of you. I was talking to both of you. I was saying, I think that song was perfect for that piece because you came in here with the moaning and the groaning and the taking control and just doing all kinds of things. I said, I know what song I'm going to play for him. Pick one. And then I said, Stan, what you think? And I'm saying, Stan, are you there? And I'm the one that's muted. I was just talking. Well, anyway, Stan, what you think about this piece?
Well, I'm going to say one thing. It didn't lack not only some visuals, we had sound effects, we had everything. If there was anything left out, I don't know what it was.
Okay.
Thank
there wasn't
you.
Nothing left out
Thank
there,
you.
Honey. Not a thing. Thank you. And don't be a stranger. You know, it's always open mic here for you, love.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you over to the therapist's office. You can't get in the mail office because Roberto is occupied with my diva. He just got a thing for VIP. I don't know what she did to him. I think it's her voice. I think he just loves her voice because of it being so
okay. Culture.
So you're going to have to go next door to the lady, and she'll take
oh,
care of you. But you might have to
about.
Sit in the waiting room. Yeah, CW is in there, so you're gonna have to sit in the waiting room for a minute, but you'll get your turn. So sit back and chill, and she'll be right with you.
All right.
Well, one love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic, Blaine.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Blaine.
Wow.
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 That was a lot.
Yeah, he came through here blazing all right with that moaning and that Lord. I hope the woman is all right that he was referring to in there. Huh. Lord, I mean, all we women, we love to hear a man moan. We love to hear him make those little outcries and call out our names and stuff like that. It makes us feel good, you know. But he. All right, let's go to this next caller, which happens to be the CEO of Epiphany Radio. Hey, for real, welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Hey, what it do, baby.
Hey, what's good with you, love?
Hey, it's all good with me, darling. It's a beautiful night for some poetry. I've been listening in
Absolutely.
And enjoying what I've been hearing.
I
just took a
Thank
shot
you.
Of EMJ to Good. Soothe the savage beast in me.
I hear that now.
And I'm eating some buttered popcorn. It's very soothing.
I want some popcorn. That sounds so good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I've been eating
so
a lot of
you
food.
You know, you just can't have a little bit of it. You got to, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you eat, for those sunflower seed eaters or pumpkin seed eaters, you know, when you tell yourself
mm-hmm.
you're just going to have a few and you just keep mm-hmm. pouring and pouring and pouring, just like eating cherries. I saw you eat cherries, girl. I saw you.
Yes, honey. You know I am, honey, look, you know. But you're right. You know what? With
mm-hmm.
popcorn, though, you can't just eat a little bit. You got to grab handfuls and stuff it in and chew it. It's just something about popcorn, especially nice you know, fresh popcorn, buttered right, Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this was a big bag. This was a very big bag. It's not so big right now. How you doing, Stanley Phillips?
Oh, I am doing great. And how are you, for real?
I'm doing great. Listen, Stan, I am so... We're going to stop this. I want everybody silent right now. Stan, I'm going to need you to take your wrist measurement. I need to know what size wrist you fit and preferably what's your favorite color. If not, I'll do my thing. But, bro, it's time that you have your raw links, man.
Well, favorite colors would be black and red.
I got you. Now, I'm going to need you to measure your wrist, bro, so I can do my thing and have those raw links out to you so that they can stop saying, they stop when they go to asking you, Stan. They just, it just gets silence and you hear crickets. You know, we don't want to hear that.
I hear you. Right.
So we got to get those. I'm serious, Stan. Don't have me chasing you around, Stan. I need your measurement and have it sent to me. Either send it to Miss Pearly or send it directly to me so we can get you your raw links out there, bro.
All right. Now, is that in inches?
Yes, it is in inches. As a right. male, I'll give you a hint. You're either a seven and a half.
Okay.
Unless you're a midget, you may be 6.5.
Or a dwarf. Okay.
That way I don't have to threaten to come up here and hog tie you and
yeah,
your
Stan has to get his
wallet.
All right.
Immediately.
All right.
Absolutely.
I will take care of it.
Absolutely.
I got you, big Uncle Stan. Big
you're done cornered the master procrastinator. That's what you've done. All right. I'm just done.
I got you, Stan. I got you, man. I want to hear that no more. I don't want to hear crickets when it comes to you got yours and you're the host, the other host, and there's like, you know, crickets. I don't want to hear crickets any longer.
Okay. Yes. I just stopped asking him because I already knew what the answer was. So I just stopped asking.
Yeah, we can't have that. And we just simply can't have that. Stan needs his raw links. I love the man to death. I want him to have raw links. You know?
Exactly.
Not only fashionable, it's health properties, healing properties to them. So I want to make sure, you know, he's in good hands.
Most definitely. And yes, that
How
yes, they do
be?
Have
I'm on a
Pippin. Oh.
What was that? Mm-hmm.
He said, "How could he not be? He's on Epiphany."
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah, that was beautiful. So I didn't catch it the first time.
That was up definitely. So for real. Before we get into your piece and anything else, can you tell us what you got going on in your Epiphany universe?
Oh, sure I can. This Monday, coming up at Epiphany Radio, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, once again at Epiphany Radio, the Soul Cafe, Let's Chill. We're going to be undergoing with some terrific poetry based on a true story of an artist by the name of Danielle Cheney, a.k.a. Miss La Perla Negra. We're going to be, you know, saluting the work and artistry of Miss Pearly. So if you guys don't have a piece of hers, I suggest that you reach out to her via inbox or however you reach her and ask her for one of those delicious pieces that she writes on a daily so that you can, you know, join in the honoring of her and reading her works this Monday at the Soul Cafe. And if we have time, we'll do a little bit of creative writing by way of picking up our pen. You all know what that's about. You know, so just join us Monday as we celebrate Miss La Perla Negra. Baby, baby, that's that piece.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so, so special. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm nervous. I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. And I hope that whomever I sign the piece to, I hope that you like it. I did my best to give pieces to the ones that I felt would fit it the way
mm-hmm.
it should be fit. You know, put your
mm-hmm.
your spin on it and make it do what it do.
Yeah.
I heard mm-hmm. everybody's voice when I was assigning these pieces. So.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm taking side bets for the person that you give a piece to that's gonna mess it up. I'm taking side bets. Hit me up in my inbox, y'all.
Oh my
I'll tell
goodness.
You who I'll be with. Mhm. I have names.
You know what? I don't think anybody's going to mess up. I really don't. I don't. I have faith in you guys.
Nobody's
going to mess
up. I really
do.
You know, I have to take something slowly. No one messes up at the Soul Cafe because they know better. They know better.
Ooh.
I will.
He put some animal on that. They know better.
Yeah, the only thing that I don't like about these shows that I've been doing is that they're not allowing me to points from people and like that. Because we're here to honor the artists at hand, you know. That's what it's all about. On some serious notes, you know, some great writers within this community, great poets, great performers. So that's what it's all about. We have fun with it. I'm making fun right now, but everybody is welcome. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid, you know, to bust your move with your vocals poetically. Don't be ashamed. But Monday night we'll be honoring Miss Perla Negras. And that's that piece.
That's what's up, definitely. I'm just sit back and chill and I can finally see what it feels like to have somebody do my piece.
Yeah. Hey, it's going to be great, Miss Pearly. You're going to love it. You're probably going to cry because you're a crier. You cry.
I'm a big baby. Honey.
Yeah, I want David Mott to be here. So
you know it.
You know what? Hey, and then the other thing I want people to pay attention to and look out for is a new and upcoming show on Epiphany Radio, hosted by a brand new host. She's not new to us, but she's a new host on Epiphany Radio, and that is Miss Jody McCann, a.k.a. Rain. And the show's name is Raw with Rain. Need you guys to pay attention and you know, just, you know, show some love to Miss Rain as she thunderclaps her way through the Epiphany Radio airways, y'all. And that show will air the 23rd, I believe, of this month, and I can't wait to get wet. Baby, baby.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm coming through with my rain gear on for sure. I'll be there, baby.
Yeah, wear them boots. Wear them yellow boots
definitely.
That you wear.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Yes. I'm going to go get a fresh pedicure on just for that day.
But you're going to have boots on, though.
I'm going to take them off. I'm going to take my boots off, and I'm going to take my socks off. Baby, baby.
Okay. Baby, baby. Mm. That was good.
That's
I like
what's
that.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, though. I love the title of the show, Raw with Rain. Being so, you know.
Thank you.
You know, you are the CEO also of Raw Link, you know, and
yes,
Rain
is.
Is one of
yes,
the top poets. You know, that's what's up.
Yes.
That's pretty dope. That's
yes,
fly.
Yes,
you
yes.
Know, I like
just
that.
Just to throw this out there so you know that she had an ongoing show previously to come into Epiphany Radio
right.
that was titled Raw with Reigns. So it was just a hell of a coincidence that I love. I mean, right. I ain't going to deny that. I love the neighbor. But that was a show that she already had, and it just happened to be named Raw with Reigns. So what better way to bring it upon here with me sitting there with her? She's going to eventually have a special lovely. I don't know if I can say lovely. She'll have a host with her other than myself at some point. But in the meantime, it's going to be Raw with Reigns, baby, baby. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take our socks off each and every other Monday. And our show will be airing opposite the Soul Cafe every other Monday.
That's what's up. That is what's up. I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm a fan of Reigns and the show that she was doing before. The smooth grooves and, laying back, chilling, and the nice conversation. What better host to have on there with her?
Yes.
The CEO.
She's a great, great person. She's a great poet, halfway decent sister. She has great qualities. She's all right sometimes.
Sometimes. See, Rain, because I was trying to, uplift, and he said sometimes. You had to throw the shade in there. We all get shade, so don't worry about it.
Hey, if I don't give you no shade, you're not going to think I love you.
Exactly. But, the proper response to that is umbrella.
I'm baking an egg all night long, yes.
Oh, Lord, I lost my phone. Oh, here it goes. All right. I think my cat has a thing for my phone because he lays on it and hides it from me. I don't know what that is about.
It's warm.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it's warm. They like the heat.
It's a little warm, yeah. It would get more heat from the tablet, but I'd have to smack him off of it because we knock me out of the studio and everything. It's all good.
You can get locked up for
violence.
Animal violence.
It's self-defense.
Animal cruelty. Okay. As long as he called you first.
He better not.
You have to prove it in court.
I've been scratched. I have been abused. Okay.
The
paws of these animals.
Take pictures.
Well, look, it's all good. He'll be all right. He'll be just fine. And he knows he does wrong because after he jumps over on the other side of the bed, he stops and looks at me like, yeah, you know what it is. And I just want to throw something at him. It's all good, though. It's all good. But for real, darling.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you brought something for us to listen to tonight, and we are very anxious. I've been waiting to hear this piece.
Okay, let me give you a thing about this piece. This piece was written originally for one of your shows. I think it was The Love Zone. And it was a piece I wrote while I was waiting to be on the mic. And I told you I was going to revisit the piece and try to fine-tune it a little bit. And, the piece about people being connected without knowing them or something of that nature.
Okay.
The show that you guys gave over there. And so I brought it back, and I'm going to see if you like it.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you, La Pela Negras. I didn't see the dots that connected us. Didn't know that our beginning would end us up as more than friends. I had no clue. Both of us, it seems, were unaware that anything like this could even be possible. See, you just met me, yet I feel like I've always known you. We didn't weigh the probability, didn't see its approach. Blindly, we traversed traveling, you and me, down this path that's led us smack dab, switching lanes that have led us down highways and byways of intimacy, love's intersection. This was something I wasn't expecting, yet it happened, and I've never been so happy. Caught up in all these feelings, having all these visions, reminiscing on sweet things, stuck on this image, a photo, a picture with both of us in it. I didn't see it. I didn't see it in the beginning. What would end up with us kissing, sharing kisses, that once awkward feeling that I'd love to revisit. Long walks down love's sidewalk, making excuses for the heavy breathing, palms outstretched, blushing and blushing as I notice that your hand is in it, my hand, and that you're glowing. Impossible. And I've never even noticed that your eyes were hazel, or that you had such full lips, that when you smiled, you had this whimsical curve in it. Or, baby, that your eyes matched the stars that twinkled in the night sky like diamonds, precious gems, shimmerings, raw, linked to heaven, worn by God with a matching necklace. This wasn't average. This was raw. Your eyes. How could I have missed this? When did this happen? Oh, I guess it was when we crossed that street running from that speeding car, both of us hand in hand, almost getting hit, out of breath, stopping to catch our breath, laughing at that shit. That's when time stood still for what seemed like eternity, right before we kissed our very first kiss, a sensuous libation, a drink poured from champagne glass lips. I sip, not wanting to disturb this. Aroused, internally floating, free from this world's gravity, under the glow of love's full moon, while strolling down passion's avenue, we connected, me and you. Unexpected. It wasn't expected, but we connected. We connected so unexpected, and it was so magnetic. It was so magnetic, so sweet how the hand of the Most High brought us together. I didn't see the dots that connected us. Didn't know that our beginning would end us up as friends, as more than friends. Had no clue, but love has connected us. Me and you, under the light of the night sky, our shadows silhouette.
Did you mute yourself? Because we can't hear you, love. Oh, man, Stan, I guess we got some technical difficulties here. Oh, wow. I tell you what, I'm going to play a song, and after the song, we're going to see if he comes back through. All right?
Well, that'll work.
necklace. I'd get too jealous, cause you speak from the east or overseas. I learned my lesson, I'm way too western. Cause you speak my favorite ethnicity. I'm just undressing all of these sections of my thoughts.
All right, we're going to open up for real mic again. Blog Talk be on some other stuff. It be on one. Welcome back, for real. Can you hear us, love?
Hey, baby love.
Can we get that piece again?
Let's have it.
Huh?
I didn't see how it connected us. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you got a little bit of disruption. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear us? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Let me see.
Okay,
how about
I can hear you.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It just was making you go like in and out.
Okay.
But let the mic is yours, love.
Yep. All right, thank you. I didn't see the dots that connected us. Didn't know that our beginning would end us up as more than friends. Had no clue. Both of us, it seems, were unaware that anything like this could even be possible. See, you just met me, yet I feel like I've always known you. We didn't weigh the odds or the probability. You didn't see its approach. Blindly, we traversed traveling, you and me, down this path that's led us smack dab, switching lanes that have led us down highways and byways of intimacy, love's intersections. This was something I wasn't expecting, yet it's happened, and I've never been so happy. Caught up in all these feelings, having all these visions, reminiscing on sweet things, stuck on this image, a photo, a picture with both of us in it. I didn't see it in the beginning. What would end up with us kissing, sharing kisses, that once awkward feeling that I've loved to revisit. Long walks down love's sidewalk, making excuses for the heavy breathing, palms outstretched, blushing as I notice that your hand is in it, my hand, and that you're glowing. Impossible. And I've never even noticed that your eyes were hazel or that you had such full lips, that when you smiled, you had this whimsical curve in it. Or baby, that your eyes matched the stars that twinkled in the night sky, like diamonds, precious gems, shimmerings, raw, linked to heaven, worn by God with a matching necklace. This wasn't average. This was raw, your eyes. How could I have missed this? When did this happen? Oh, I guess it was when we crossed that street running from that speeding car, both of us hand in hand, almost getting hit, out of breath, stopping to catch our breath, laughing at that shit. That's when time stood still for what seems like eternity, right before we kissed our very first kiss. A sensuous libation, a drink poured from champagne-glassed lips. I sip, not wanting to disturb this. aroused internally, floating free from this world's gravity under the glow of love's full moon while strolling down passion's avenue. We connected, me and you, unexpected. It wasn't expected, but we connected. We connected so unexpectedly. And it was so magnetic, so sweet how the hand of the Most High brought us together. I didn't see the dots that connected us. Didn't know that our beginning would end us up as more than friends. Had no clue, but love has connected us, me and you. Under the light of the night sky, our shadows silhouette. And the stars not only twinkle, but they smile. Their radiance brushing past and by the overcast of clouds. It's raining now. We share its substance, kissing lips wet with understanding that this is truly something. So I didn't see the dots that connected us. I didn't know that our beginning would end us up as more than just friends. I had no clue, but love, love has connected us, me and you. Connected. We connected. For real.
That's beautiful.
Lyrical. Lyrical. Musical. A great story of that first kiss and how it all came together. And, of course, Sappy.
Absolutely. The King of Sappy. You already know what it is. You already know. That was a beautiful piece. You know what, Pharrell? I love your flow, man. You've always been an entertainer. I know I say that. I know I repeat myself, but it's true. So I can't help it. But your flow, man, is just it's wonderful. It's so effortless, you know, and just you don't miss a beat. And your words are exquisite. They give you they paint a beautiful picture. Man, that's all right.
You know what I love? That flow and that cadence, that's signature.
That is like a signature.
Yeah. Beyond a doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that's exactly what it is.
I got tripped up in there somewhere along the way because like I said, some of this I just fine tuned to not too long from now, about 15 minutes ago, and so you know I really didn't know the flow to it, but and plus I was thinking about Adrian Showell, my sweet loving darling. You know, and that once I put her in my mind, I think get her out of my mind so that I can do this piece. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to Miss VIP.
I hear that. That's what's up.
She almost messed me up.
Well, we couldn't tell because you're such a smooth talker, and you, like I said, your flow is effortless. I haven't seen trip up or anything. You just go, and man, I love it.
Thank you, Miss Pearly. I just love, like I said, it's a beautiful night for poetry. It's a lovely Saturday night. It's good to be on this side of the dirt, you know?
I know that's
right. In spite of what's going on this earth, you know, it's good to be on this side of the dirt. You know, be here for another day to worship his holy name, Shananabosa. She drove a blue Honda. You know what I'm saying? So give all thanks to him, the Most High. And I love you guys over there at Epiphany Radio. Don't get me to preach. That's Paul's job.
We love you too. And I have to second that emotion about being on this side of the dirt, you know. But I never would have met you guys.
I love you guys.
Yes, definitely. That's what's up.
Yes,
well, for real, love.
You talk about, yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Yes. I was going to say, when you speak about poetic therapy, that the name of your show is Poetic Therapy. And a lot of times we come here to blow off some steam, you know, you know, what might be going on in our universe, in our own personal universes. And to get a chance to, you know, deliver some expression on a night like this, it's therapeutic, you know.
Absolutely.
It's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
So, I salute you and Stan for being here on Saturday night. You could have been at the club somewhere, Stan. You know, you could have been partying or somewhere, just spending time with your family. So you guys giving of yourself on a night like this is a beautiful thing. So, you know, I just salute you guys for what you do on a constant basis every other Saturday. No, it's every Saturday.
But you know what? If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have this, you know, we wouldn't have a place to go and to come together and sit this beautiful poetry and enjoy these nights together like this. So honestly, with the way things are going in the world,
yeah,
it's a beautiful place to be, you know. Great energy, good spirit,
right, you know.
Yes, great camaraderie.
Yeah, you're able to come in here from the comforts of your own sofa or if you're laying across your bed. And I thank you for that, but I give all praises and honor to Most High for touching me in the manner that he touched me, you know, allowed me to do this because I had no plan. I didn't see it come. It just happened. And here we all are. You know what I'm saying? Here we all are. You know? Reach one, teach one, reach one, touch one. Touch one.
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's not
and good. I sure enough have learned a lot since I've been a part of Epiphany, and I'm ever so grateful. Really, I am. Because I would have never known that I'd be doing poetry like this ever if you hadn't said something to me about it and kept inviting me. And your persistence paid off. It really did.
There you have it. There you have it. And, you know, now there's you and Stan and on the airwaves doing what you're doing. You know, I want to congratulate you for the beautiful relationship that you're in with Smeagol. Smeagol Brockwurst the Third, you know, me, I, we, thus, us, the loving relationship that you guys have made together. I'm going to sing at your wedding, you know, saying that long ago. So funny. Yeah.
Wait.
I'm going to cry.
Can you sing that in Smeagol?
I've
can
never
Smeagol
tried.
Sing that?
Let me see.
Hang on, y'all.
Me, I, Smeagol, me precious love, Miss Curly. Long ago, head so far.
Oh, Lord.
Me, I, Smeagol, I fell in love with you, my precious. Deep on the second show.
Oh,
yeah. There you go.
Smeagol love all night long.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
That ain't part of the song.
I'm not
it is now.
It is now.
Yeah, go Eggmore. Oh, Lord. That was beautiful, Smeagol.
Thank you for thanking me. Us, me precious.
Lord, that was awesome. Okay.
I got one more for you, Miss Pearly. One more for you. I just got to let it out, okay?
Okay.
Calling your name. Calling your whole name. I don't ever want to stop.
loving you, girl. So don't you ever stop being in my world. I don't ever want to quit loving you, girl. So don't you ever stop being in my world. Calling, calling, calling my name, Schmeagle. Calling, calling, calling my name, Schmeagle. Calling, calling Schmeagle's name, and peace.
That was pretty cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Schmeagle.
There you go.
No problem. No problem. No problem for us to swing for you. Schmeagle love songs.
Can we look forward to an album?
Girl, don't start no trouble now. Don't be looking for no Schmeagle album. You starting trouble. I hurt my neck the last time I did Schmeagle for a whole show.
You're something else, bro, I'll tell you.
Oh, man. Hey, if you're feeling alone, just call out his name, baby, Schmeagle, and he'll be right there for
right.
you. He'll be
I'm going to call.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, one love, y'all. I love you guys. It's been fun. Thank you for allowing me to be a buffoon and, you know, have this fun with this buffoonery. It's been great. I'm going to continue to listen in. Love you guys once again. And I'm feeling good. I'm going to continue on with this popcorn thing called love.
That's what's up. We love you too. One love, one mic. Take your popcorn. Lord, he is crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the infamous CEO of Tiffany Radio and the CEO of Raw Link, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Whew. All right, we're going to get to this last caller, fan. We got us a Just Jay. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, Jay. How you doing?
What's going on, Saturday night people?
Hey, it's all good in the hood. How you doing?
It's been a heck of a show.
I've been hearing. For real, that's a Schmeagle mood.
You can't be. You
have to keep the Schmeagle away.
Wait, well, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Because I've never seen one of those movies, not one of those films for Lord of the Rings.
Yes, you have.
No,
I haven't. I'm telling you, you've seen it. The man acted it up for you. The man is killing me.
What I'm saying is I had that big behind book. My mother got it for me when I was a little girl, right? She was a school teacher, so she was adamant about us reading. And I've always been
Lord of the Rings?
Like,
that was some heavy read.
No, it was called The Hobbit. It will always be The Hobbit. They didn't call it Lord of the Rings until it got in theaters and they made TV cartoons
and stuff
about it.
That's way for me to read a book, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is. I love reading because of the visual you get. But Schmeagle always scared the shit out of me, okay? You know, when you were a kid and you got a lot of, you have an extensive library. You have a very,
right.
very vast imagination. And Schmeagle scared the hell out of me. Because, man, there was no pictures in that book, really. You know, every once in a while, you might see a little drawing or something, but it was, the majority of it was just words. It was just the literature altogether. And he scared me. I think that was one of the things that kept me from going to see the movie or watching any of them. Anyway,
I finally got past that trauma. Now I don't want to go back and relive it as an adult.
Okay. But you know what? Thanks I have overcome my fear. He is actually a comical thing to me now, Smeagol.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to watch the movie later on.
I got to mute myself for a second to blow my nose so you could talk to Stan for a second. Stan?
What's going on with you, Stan?
Just Jay? Oh, man, this has been an interesting night.
To say the least, brother. To say the least, man. You've been staying clear of this COVID dude.
Yes. I have.
All right. Down here in Arkansas, dude, everybody walk around with no mask.
Okay.
Say it again, brother.
Nah, I do. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I
you
do
know?
Too, man. You know, if it was just me, that might be something different. But since there's other people involved, like my family and the rest of that, no, I'm wearing my mask, man. I can't afford to be the one that hurts them.
I've never been the kind to catch a cold. I've never had
to. Right.
I just don't. But I just got the idea, you know, what if my ass is atypical or asymptomatic?
Right.
Which means
right,
I don't
right.
get it. But I can bring it. I don't want
to
go
deliver
gift.
It to people.
I know, but
I
want to
be
here.
Sure.
Man, we had a COVID
yeah,
scare here at the house, and I was like, all of a sudden, I was like, well, you know, we've been working all this time to keep COVID out of the house. It just might be in here now. Fortunately
mm-hmm.
for us, we took our daughter down there, and she didn't have it. But for all intents and purposes, we had set it to be okay. It's in the house now.
Wow.
That.
I hear that. Yeah, well, you know, we all, as long as they continue to make us lab rats, it's always going to be something that comes about, honey. I'm trying to tell you.
I
they haven't found
like
a cure for the common cold. You know, it is what it is. But
yeah,
I know one thing. This is my second cold.
You can't have no cold now. You have a cold nowadays. People going through zombie protocols. They really put you down.
They ain't putting nothing
no,
on me. Trust me. I'm covered. But what I was saying,
get the
let
game.
Me tell you something. They can bring it if they want to. They ain't the only one got a game. Believe that.
We just
but
talking
what I was
about
saying,
a season of cough and people being paranoid.
You
yeah,
even
know,
walk
that's
up
how
to
it
summer.
Is. They want to spray you and have all kinds of stuff. But you know what? We've had all
you
kinds
kidding?
Of different.
You go up and cough at someone, Danielle. You're going to be the diva in a bubble.
Shit. No, I don't play that. I am not a germ spreader. I keep to myself until my system is clear, and I do wear my mask when I go out. I know.
Yeah, we
I
just
know.
Talk about how the
I know exactly
is
what
right
you're
now.
Saying.
Folks is paranoid. You can't just have a cold nowadays. They like mm-hmm. I said, they go to zombie protocols. They looking at you like, oh man, we're about to put this
mm-hmm.
one down. They're gonna spread to everybody.
Yeah, like you're
it
an
is
alien
what it is.
Or something. And you know what's crazy?
How does the
because
cold
wintertime,
feel?
Wintertime is what we actually consider to be the cold and flu season: pneumonia, flu, and the common cold. And it was in. That time of the year is really, really bad because people get pneumonia more than anything in the flu. And there's never been an uproar like this. I wasn't getting sick for years. I hadn't had a cold before this COVID shit came in here. Right
yeah.
here? Mm. Yeah, it's different. This is definitely different. And this is the second time
different.
I done had a cold, you know, since this crap came out. I got it. Back in 2020, January of 2020, before they even mentioned the name COVID, me and my kids just thought we had a really bad flu or something, you know, and we fought through it.
What was it?
And it was COVID.
Oh, snap.
But we fought through it because we didn't know what it was. You know, when you get a real bad cold like that or a bad upper respiratory infection, go to the doctor. But the doctors wasn't really testing for anything like that. And
right.
They don't
they
give
just tell you the run-of-the-mill stuff. You go ahead and do this, plenty of rest liquids, and you'll be all right in
fluids,
about 3 days.
Right, right. They want, and for certain bacteria, they don't give you antibiotics to
no
help
antibiotics.
Fight it off. They say you
right.
just got to let it, you know, work its way through your system.
Run its course.
That's what I did. And I got through it, you know, thank God I got through it. This thing ain't no joke. And
oh, well,
Gail,
I didn't know that
because...
was getting close to home when I had said that. I had no idea that was getting close to home.
Well, we got through it, and I'm grateful because, you know, when you get through something like that without any aid, any foreign things being injected into you or any medications, your system, your immune system builds up natural antibodies to fight it and lessen the symptoms and lessen the
that is if it don't kill you behind in the process.
Well, I ain't die, honey. I'm still here, and I'm getting past the second.
Oh, no,
cold.
I'm just talking about people in
okay.
general. I ain't talking about you. You live in proof. You're on the radio tonight.
Exactly. You know, but you know, you do people, man. This thing here, they need to stop using us as lab rats. They really do, because it's ridiculous. They call it a damn population control, but I ain't gonna get into this because you know. They be listening.
Right, right, right. Yeah, tell us more so we can come grab you and deck nab you.
I ain't worried for real. I'm covered. Trust me, I'm covered. They can try if they want to. Mess me.
No.
They can come for me if they want to. But what's good with you,
no,
Jay?
No, that's not
how
that serious. Man, I'm sitting up here putting plants inside of my fish tank right now.
Okay.
Me and my wife had grew a bunch of Monte Carlo grass, and now I'm sticking it at the bottom so we can have a covered bottom on the tank. I got dirt inside this fish tank. I got organic compost, the stuff called Eco Complete, and sand. Yeah, this joke is it's a living
well, that's
it's a terrarium.
Yeah, yeah. That's for water anyway. So it's probably beautiful. I always wanted a fish tank, the one anyway. The first one didn't work out too well. So
yeah, you can't leave them on the stove.
See, actually, it wasn't the stove. It was my damn cat. They wanted to go swimming with the fish, you know, and cause an uproar in the damn tank. So I had to. Get rid of that. I know better
right.
now. I know exactly what to do now.
Right. Put a lid on it.
yeah, a better lid than what I had, that's for sure. So,
yeah, but fish are real therapeutic. I mean, they're really relaxing. I be needing it. Y'all might not know how crazy I am, but I'm just between us, yeah, pretty out there.
Oh, honey, crazy recognize crazy. You ain't going to tell me, but they are.
All right, cool.
Beautiful.
No wonder I found it very comforting to tell you and Stan. I didn't have no trepidation or nothing. It just came out like, hey, I'm crazy. How about y'all? We crazy, too.
Yeah. Pretty much. You know, I know I recognize once in my life that sanity was my strong suit.
Right. You said sanity is or it ain't?
It ain't.
I repeat. Never been, never have. Just like 7-Up.
Okay. That's all
clear
right. That's all right. Now,
no, I ain't afraid of it. No, yeah.
I know you brought something for us to listen to tonight. I know you did. You didn't come in here if you didn't.
You know what? I be doing all this writing for other little projects and stuff. And half of the stuff, and it make me mad because, like, I be wanting to share with y'all, but I can't even share with y'all.
Well, you can share something. I'm pretty
something.
Sure you write more than just those things.
Oh, see, you trying to stretch me out for real. The old lady tolerates
no, I'm not.
Poetry
I'm really
business
not.
As it is.
Guess what? It is what it is. You want to read us something tonight and stop
no.
playing. You know, I don't play that.
Oh, well, that's there you go. Get tough. No.
You know, I don't play that. Keep playing with it, yeah?
Yeah. She just said that about 1,000 times. Keep playing with it. Touch it again.
Okay. Play with it again. Play with it. Play with it. Mm-hmm. Free will to give.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got a piece.
The mic is yours.
I'm going to go. All right. Hold on. I'll see, I'm going to kick you straight in your behind. You're going upstairs, so I have to. There you go. Let's see. The dog caught me like that one time. I was spitting a piece, and I guess the dog felt my energy change, and the dog started running all the way around while I was on YouTube and all the rest of the type of chat. But hold on, she out of here. All right, this piece right here is a perspective piece. Those poor people. Those poor, poor people have absolutely no desire to better themselves. And that man or beast is something I just cannot respect. They would rather be given something than work. It is truly a feat of chronic mule-mindedness and just plain laziness. I hate having to avert my eyes as I walk down the street from crying children. Even the little ones get in on the act as well. They are cursing their children to steal. It is very, very disconcerting, to say the least. The money that was granted to me from my forefathers and the government that they helped to create. Now the wells of the lonely simulate false, guilty hearts, and now I'm forced to share. The only joy I get is when I have to fire some weeping piece of scum. I wish they would all just die. Yeah. And that Wilson has always shown signs of being false. He couldn't wait for his wife to die to join the ranks. He would always show signs of being calm and vermin. So I tested him when his wife died by emptying his bank account, just to see if he would get back up. And just as I thought, he wallowed in his mire like the pig that he has always been. For how much longer will I have to put up with this? I utterly hate poor people. In peace.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
You know, unfortunately, there are those individuals out there that actually have that perception.
And you know, saying that's a thing on level too, man. Because even people that have a little bit more can feel the same way about the level that's just right up underneath them.
Yep.
You know, there was a man that once said, the only reason the poor exist is so the middle class will have fear. So middle class would look at how bad it could be for them. That way the rich stay in control. Because
right.
The rich can
if
say,
everybody got
$1 million,
ain't nobody rich.
Mess with me, you're going to be there.
Right. It's a stick.
Wow, absolutely.
It's a stick.
Absolutely. That was a beautiful piece, Jay. You know, I'm a fan of yours. I love to read because you go into this.
That's
character.
A terrible piece, Danielle. Yeah. Why would you tell me that? You make me think you don't really like it, man. That was a terrible piece.
Yes. Can I finish my comment?
No.
How are you going to tell the host of the show that she can't finish the commentary?
I'm a bad caller. I'm the worst caller ever. That's how.
You get yourself banned. Play with it.
I've been banned before, baby. I've been banned before.
All right, play with it. Play with it. Go ahead. I'll pull your card. Keep playing with it.
The people that's been banned have said, don't help. Believe me.
What I'm saying is it trips me out because you go into this character. Your voice, your tone, your speed, everything just completely changes. And I love that part about you. That's all I'm saying. Okay? Don't interrupt
okay.
my ass no more. Okay? Because I hit the
button. But when I interrupt you, bring such energy from me.
You know what?
Almost got banned. I missed out on the chance of being almost banned. Come on now.
Okay. Oh, man. All right, Jay. Thank you very much for calling in. I'm going to put you over there in the therapist's office. The lady should be, her office should be open now. And you go over there, get yourself a glass of wine, put your feet up, take your socks off, and stay the baby. One love.
There
you night.
Go. So this ain't the night for Kalinda?
No, Kalinda is the bartender. She's for the other.
Yeah, we don't
night.
Have
there
no bar.
No bartender. Not in the therapist's office. Hell no, you trying to get me barred? No.
But you tell Kalinda when I see her, I shall make love to her constantly.
Lord have mercy.
Ooh.
Bye, Jay.
There you go.
I have another caller. I thought you were the last, but I have more callers.
Don't lie.
I'm not. One love, one mind.
Y'all be easy. Take care, Stan.
Oh, I will. Mercy. Stan, we got one last caller in here. She's usually mutating, but I think she's awake now. So let's open up her mic. We got us a Gina Storm. Welcome
yeah.
to Poetic Thursday.
Hey, y'all. I'm
Gina, how you doing?
You called for me tonight. I didn't have to. Thank you.
That's what's up.
Good
That's
evening.
What's up. How
are
you, love?
I came to get therapy. And then what I've heard so far, it seemed like so many people needed it more than I did. I just held my peace. I can go last.
Yeah. That's all right. It's all right. You can talk now, honey. You are the last caller, actually. You're closing out the show. So we got time. What's on your mind, though?
You know, I actually want to express something because I try to come on every time I come to therapy to share with y'all something that I'm actually going through. And I want to just mm-hmm. share what has happened with me in the last couple of days, and I'm still going through it. I'm going to simply title my freestyle tonight, Outside.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I have been in the house for so long, I didn't realize that people were being lackadaisical about quarantine. Something that just Jay said a little while ago about being in Arkansas and seeing all these people not wearing their masks any longer. I seen some of that here in Illinois, too. I don't know what they're trying to do. I don't know if they feel like it's safe enough for them to just be out here willy-nilly breathing and eating and talking and drinking and stuff. I, however, wasn't very people-y before COVID-19. I've been in the house for quite some time, really. Only go out if I absolutely have to. I'll be honest with you, it's not like I don't like to be out. I do. It's not like I don't like to be around people. I enjoy them, too, in small groups with large gaps in between. I mostly like to text rather than to talk on the phone because y'all know if this is what I'm going to be doing a couple of times every night, every week, on some evening, several microphones in a row, so to speak. I need to just take some time for me and understand that I can't always be chatty. I live alone. I talk to myself in my head a lot. We get along. I enjoy text messages more than phone calls, to speak to people rather than for them to see me. I don't like to eat in public, really. I have some other quirks in the secrecy that you might think of some oddities about me, but the reality is I just be who I be. I'm not trying to be anybody special or different, but it's odd now when I'm outside. I guess because I've been doing it for so long, I feel like when I'm around more than 5 or 6 people, I just want to go in the corner and hide. I want to put earbuds in and listen to music and not engage anyone in conversation or eye contact. I don't want to be hugged or touched by strangers, and it's been for a while, so sometimes I have to go and get services like a full-body massage. I get a pedicure just so I can be around other people and get a touch and not make me feel the way that I do, shaky inside and wanting to run away from you. So tomorrow I have to go outside again. There's a charity that for my time, energy, my gift, and my heart, I lend. I do it every year. It's a back-to-school rally, really. gets for backpacks, school supplies, and tennis shoes for children who are on a list because they have a certain need. Each one of us adopts a child, and we take care of that for their family. There's also games and prizes and food and entertainment that will include spoken word poetry from yours truly. What's in the park during the day with lots of people? And I have to say, this is the first time in a long time that I felt any trepidation about my participation. So I volunteered for the last 2 days for the setup. So in case I couldn't make it or stay long tomorrow, I wouldn't feel like I didn't have a hand in my favorite project. But to be honest with you, I don't know when it's going to go away, if this anxiety will someday be replaced with the welcoming embrace of peopling again. Right now, I just feel uncomfortable and needed some therapy because I got to go outside again in peace.
Wow. You know what, Gina? It is so important for us to experience physical touch from another being. You know, touch is the very first sense that is activated that we experience entering this world. It is essential. I'm not saying that we can't survive without it, but there is a reason why there are other people on this planet besides us, and we have hands and skin for sensation. We need that touch. We need that. It is like therapy for some of us. That was beautiful. That was really, really beautiful. I like that so much.
I appreciate it because I've been really overwhelmed, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow, but like I said, with a little anxiety, but I didn't realize that I need to try to do this, not just for me, but for people who are probably feeling the same way but haven't voiced it. If they hear it, they'll know they're not alone because it's hard for some of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What did you think? I know Stan had something to say, but I know if I could live on a hill or a mountain in a cabin by myself, I would happily do so. But me being in the suburb and people being everywhere, I've had to adjust.
Exactly. You know, it's the environment. And you're like you said, you in small groups of people, you're fine. Because it's more intimate. It's not as crowded. It's not as active. It's easier to focus.
Yeah.
But
that's
you're
it.
Going to an event.
We overload.
And something
when I'm in a crowd, I'm watching everything. I'm seeing everything. I'm hearing things that other people are ignoring. I'm smelling things that other people aren't annoyed by. It's a lot. It's a lot.
It is. It's a lot of input, but I think because you really want to do this event and it's important to you, that you definitely should hang in there. If you necessary, pick one individual in that audience where you see a face or an expression or something that comforts you and just focus on them.
And because this is local, there'll be lots of people I know. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Right.
Thank you so much, Dan. That'll help tremendously because, trust me, I'll take any tips and clues that I can get to keep the anxiety down. Because I don't want to, you know, go running like, ooh, I came, you saw me, I got to go.
This about public speaking. They said, imagine the audience naked. That doesn't work for me because I'm on the floor laughing in 2 seconds.
That's what I'm talking about. You want me to laugh or you want me to perform?
It's a whole lot worse.
Okay.
Oh, have mercy.
Absolutely.
I can just see the things that I'll see. I think more so for anything, it's for the kids. And this year, all three of my grandchildren are going back to school on the 18th. I really wish, but since they are, they're all going to be in a classroom for the first time.
And they
didn't need donations from this organization. And it's a nonprofit. And to me, it makes more sense for me to give to someone who's not trying to profit from the exchange than for me to someone who is either just trying to be seen, because there are a lot of people who, you know, they want to be on TV and they want to be on the news and they want to be in the paper. No, the A15 Movement is doing this because they want to take care of the next generation so that we can always be
there
proud
you go.
To city that we're from. And I was born and raised here.
Let that be your focus.
My daughter was born and raised here, and my grandchildren are born, and they're being raised here. It means a lot to me. I can do this, y'all. I'm telling you. I needed to get it off my chest. I can do it.
Yes, you can.
You'll just throw it. Listen, what you do before you go out there, just close your eyes, take nice deep breath, and imagine bringing in all the good and a white light. And when you exhale, you just exhale with all the bad, all the anxiety, all the negativity that makes you nervous. And you do that as many times as you need before you step out there, okay? And you'll be all right. You'll get through it. You will. You'll get through it. Trust me.
I'll let y'all know next Saturday.
You're going to be all right. Trust me.
Thank you so much, Stan. Daniela Pearl Negra, I can't wait till Monday night. I didn't even know. I missed last week, so I didn't know who was being featured this week, but I would be honored to do a piece of yours. I will see y'all on the next mic. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, Gina.
Wow, Stan, this has been a hell of a night, really.
A poetic therapy night.
It absolutely has. You know what? I want to do one more piece before we close out the show. And I hope you got something else for us. But this one, this is kind of old. It's hard for me to see the letters because it's written in pencil. But I'm going to get through it. I call this Ever Wonder. I wonder, do wishes sleep on the way to heaven? When dandelions lose their wings and get blown away, or do others get your wishes? Can we really fix or heal the broken spirit of the damaged heart? Do we really see us within us when self-reflecting or in whose viewing? Why do we step over their pieces of honesty that they drop while continuing to follow the liar that will damage our heart and break our spirit? When will we learn how not to absorb people's energy and just repel it? Did you keep your receipt, or did you just walk away with your claim of dug through after digging in that bin of free, unacceptable, undesired? Or as I call it, let me see how this works out. You ever wonder? And that's that piece.
Wow. Really? Oh.
Questions I
like
ask
that.
Myself. Thank you.
Do you ever wonder? Yeah, I think we do sometimes. I really do.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm the only one that wonders about this stuff.
No. We're always filled with those if I woulda, coulda, shouldas, whatever. What
mm-hmm.
if? The what if. Boy, mm-hmm. that'll get you, the what if.
Yeah, that's a hell of a question.
Yes. That's definitely a universal one, I think. I really do.
Thank you. That thing is old, man. I can't remember when I wrote that. It's so old. The pencil has faded in it, and this is a good worn-out book. I haven't written with a pencil in, I don't even remember the last time I picked up an actual pencil. I write in pen because it keeps me more focused on what I am writing, because I'm a perfectionist. I'm very meticulous when it comes down to my poetry. And it's too, you know, writing with a pencil for me makes me lazy because it's easy to just turn it over and grab that eraser, you know, and keep on doing it and keep on doing it instead of going ahead. Like David Mott told me, he was like, keep it raw. Stop erasing and going back and changing shit. Keep it raw and leave it like that. And then read it back to yourself and then, you know, leave it at that. That's what makes your poetry good, when you leave it like that. You don't keep changing it up and changing it up, you know. And I keep that with me, and I'm grateful that he told me that. You know, so that's another reason why I like to use a pen more so to keep it going like that. You know, what do you write with, or do you not write? Do you use your devices? You program it into your phone or your computer, or you write in a book?
Oh, I've written notebooks. I've scribed it on napkins. If I've got my tablet,
okay.
I'm on the keys. It's what,
okay.
what and
okay.
whenever it hits, that's when it happens.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely.
I'm pretty much off the top. The minute I get an idea that hits me, or I'll be sitting there thinking, and some line will come to me, just a line.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I'll go, oh, God, I want to use that line.
There you go.
There comes
there
a poem.
You go. Yeah.
Yeah.
All it takes is a little. I'm going to ask you something, Stan. Have you ever woke up out of your sleep and wrote something and then went right back to sleep, and then when you finally do wake up that morning and you grab your book, you're like, where the hell did this come from? Who wrote this?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
I've done that.
I do that. And you know what? Some of my really, really good pieces have resulted from waking up out of my sleep like that. Because I'm not fully awake when I do that.
But there's something in your head that is triggered by that line or those words, and you've got to put it down. You have to.
But I'm talking about waking up out of your sleep and just writing something. It's like your body just like.
Do you think, look, you and me, we may not be functionally conscious, but the subconscious hasn't shut down.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's what's up. Okay. It just started happening for me like last year. I would just wake up out of my sleep, and I didn't even know that that was taking place. I know that somebody had to have written it because I would wake up, and I always have my notebooks next to me, and I always have my pens right here in my junk drawer. That's my night table drawer. And I just grab a pen, and I start writing, and I've opened up the book, and I've seen these lines, like a stanza or something. I'm like, when the hell did I write this? And the more it started happening, the more I came to the conclusion, okay, I must be sleepwalking. I'm probably doing that. I'm probably waking up.
Well,
partially.
Maybe not sleepwalking, but sleep writing.
But
your subconscious
takes
over. You sit up. You write down what's coming out. You go back to sleep. Now that you've already written it down, the subconscious is satisfied. You go back to sleep. You wake up and go, okay, now where did this come from?
Yep, exactly.
That's
exactly what happens. Yes, yes, indeed. But I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for it because I call it downloads from spirit. You know, it's meant
there
to be put out there. It's meant to be written down. You know, somebody's going to hear it. So I'm grateful. But what I want to know, Stan, is what else do you have for us? Can you pull out another?
I've got something that is. It's a haiku.
Okay.
And I think it will fit in tonight because it's also somewhat sappy.
Uh-oh. The mic is yours.
Sunlight to the soul. Love's breeze to the heart and mind. In my life. That's it.
That is beautiful. You know what? I'm going to try that. I'm going to challenge myself to start writing haiku. My issue is the count with the syllables because I always have more to say. And I know it's not, you can't make a haiku that long. What is it? 575 or 757? What is it? What is the
575 is a haiku.
575, yeah, and our minds always go 575777777.
Well,
okay.
Now there's one called a tanka, which is five syllable, then seven, then five syllable, then two more seven syllable lines.
Okay.
So that could give you a little bit more playroom for as much as you might want to say.
Maybe I should try that. What is it called?
T-A-N-K-A.
Okay. I'm gonna research that a little bit, and I'm gonna that'll probably work better for me. Because believe it or not, as short as a haiku is, it's hard for me to do that. But all right, Stan, thank you for that piece. We're gonna close this show out with some goodbye words, and then I'm gonna play a couple of tunes. So go ahead, Stan, got your closing words.
One love, one mic, and be safe. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Stan. You're always an awesome co-host, man. I really, really appreciate you doing the show with me here. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, indeed. I want you to continue to love yourself. Get that good relationship going with yourself inside first. Self-love right there is the number one rule to making anything work in this life, okay? Any kind of relationship you want to have, got to have a good relationship with yourself. Also, continue to love one another and respect each other, okay? You got to get this going and get more love flowing back in the air and good vibration. And get that good relationship going with yourself, because that's where spirit dwells as well, okay? And don't nothing work in this life without spirit. Got to tell you that. Continue to practice your social distancing, because this germ out here is still messing around with us, and it don't care whose body it invades. And I love you guys. I want to thank all my callers for bringing all that wonderful poetry and people that just decided to listen to one streaming online, all of that good stuff. I love you guys. And with that, I'm going to say...
time I fear that you'll be gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a youngin', he said he'll be back with that same tone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad, but in your violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat and when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note man, that iceberg is a reflection of you when you renew your visions. You think you've had some Titanic, the fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, tell me when does cry, do you hear him love? And if my ship go down, tell me who will afford. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No! It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.